Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw, bringing you the best in relationship radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with relationship guru,
Sadie Sharp.
Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Thursday from 11:30 until 11:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And at Real, Relevant, and Raw, we talk about the relationship topics others aren't willing to discuss. Tonight's topic is the Side Piece Chronicles. Let's get busy. Though the term side piece is a relatively new term, the concept is not. Whether it's the quote-unquote other woman, my mistress, or my lover, the notion of someone we are involved with other than our wife or significant other has been part of our history. Although the side piece, in all of its other terms, most often have referred to women, times have changed. Women have taken a more direct, bold, and proactive role when it comes to fulfilling their needs, relational, emotional, and sexual. So women can have men as their side piece, their boy toy, their maintenance man, and the like. So here it is. With both genders able to function as the side piece, what are the rules, if any, that they should obey? Is there what we want to call side piece etiquette, or should it be a side piece free-for-all? Let's bring in our relationship expert, Sadie Sharp. Sadie, what have you to say about this?
Okay. Well, I think side piece is kind of like something on the side. So let's say we go out to eat, mm-hmm. and we order our main course. The main course is served. It gets the majority of your attention, and sometimes you may make it to your side, and other times you may not. But that side sits there and it waits. It understands that it just may very well have to go in the doggy bag.
All right. The side piece going in the doggy bag.
Save it for you.
All right.
And, okay, so I think that's one of the main things of being a side piece. You need to understand that you are not part of the main course.
Wow. Not part of the main course. So I want to get into this, Mercedes Sharp, and I see a caller holding on, so I'm going to take a minute. We're going to take this caller, and we're going to come back. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Let me get this caller wrong. Caller, how are you doing? Is the caller wrong?
Are you there?
One more time. Hello, caller. How are you doing? Okay, we're having some issues with the caller. So what I'm going to do, Sadie, if you can continue. We're talking about the side pieces being on the side, not being the main course, being in the doggy bag. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Okay. Basically, as we have said, you know, there's side piece etiquette. And what you need to understand as the side piece is that you are not a main course. You are not part of the entree. You are an entity of the meal that may or may not get touched. There's no priority to you. There's something there that if I need it, it's there, but it's not necessarily included. It's not necessarily part of what I need, but it's there if needed. That's a side. You know, I'll take a side of fries, but your main course is chicken and dumplings with a side of fries. Sometimes the side doesn't even match, you know, like fries and chicken and dumplings doesn't even match.
So what you're saying is the side piece is an afterthought. Now let me throw something into the mix. Then we'll go to a song. So I had a friend who shall remain nameless because he didn't give me permission to use his name, but of course a scenario I can talk about. Allegedly, he talked to his uncle, who had been married for 35 or 40 years, and he said, "Uncle, how is it that you stayed married for 35, 40 years? And he said, nephew, it was all because of my side piece. So in a situation like that, what function does a side piece have in your mind, Ms. Terry Sharp?
A supporting actress.
Now, you know supporting actresses and actors can win Academy Awards, right?
They can, but they're still supporting. Support.
All right, so they're not the main thing. They're the side thing.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said they're not the main thing. They're the side thing.
Okay, they're still a side thing, but they're a supporting actress. She's, again, not the main star of the show. You may be good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying side pieces cannot be good at what they do. They can't be supportive, but they're still the supporting, the side.
They're still on the side.
Still on the side, not part of the main course. It's not that some people can actually be in love with their sides. Doesn't measure saying that someone is a side piece, like a side of fries or a supporting actress, doesn't determine the level of emotion there or how much that person enjoys being with them. It's just defining what your position is on the
map. I like that.
Where you line up.
I like that. Where your position is. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give the call-in number. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-7031. I'll say that again, 646-716-7031. And, Sadie, what I'm going to do while we go to the song, I'm going to see if I can call that caller who it seemed like we were able to engage, but he never picked up. So let's go to a song called Locked Out of Heaven, Your Sex Brings Me to Paradise by Bruno Mars. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Teague, along with the relationship guru,
Sadie Sharp.
And we're here talking about the Side Piece Chronicles. We just listened to Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars, Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise. You know, sometimes the side piece becomes a side piece because the sex brings that other individual to paradise. We have a caller holding. I'm going to see if I can click him or her on. Caller, you are on.
Yes, hi, how are you? This is Kyle.
Kyle, how are you doing?
I am good. This is Kyle from Brooklyn. How's it going over there, Michael and Sadie?
Kyle, how are you doing?
Did
you call in last week?
Yo, yeah, I'm the same one that called in last week.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate having you on. And you know, we're talking about this whole notion of the Side Piece Chronicles and, you know, historically women have been, quote-unquote, referred to as the Side Piece, my mistress, my lover. But now the game has changed. Men can play that position, if you will. So, Kyle, let me ask you, what do you think about this whole notion of the side piece? And are there any rules to the game, or is it simply a side piece free-for-all?
I think it's a side piece free-for-all. As far as rules to the game, I think that there definitely are rules of the game, especially depending on what kind of side piece you are. If somebody's a side piece in terms of the other person having a relationship, they should definitely know what their place is, and what their place is simply the beck and call kind of person, as opposed to the initiator, as opposed to the person that's taking charge, and especially from a guy's perspective. Of a guy who normally is the person taking charge in the relationship, or at least trying to, then if he's taking the place of the side piece, he needs to definitely understand that he has to fall back and just take the second seat.
Mm. So as Sadie said before the musical break, no matter how strong he is, he's only the supporting actor in the relationship drama. Is that true?
That is very true. And sometimes supporting actors get better roles after they become the supporting actor, and sometimes they actually even get trophies and Emmys. So you know,
so
Kyle, I have a question for you. Have you ever had a side piece?
Yeah, I have, and it was actually really fulfilling for me personally.
Kyle, if I might ask, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but brother, how so? How was it very fulfilling to you? And then I guess the follow up question is, was it fulfilling for her?
It was definitely fulfilling for her, as far as I understand, which is all that really counts. but as far as for me, it was fulfilling for me because the side piece doesn't have the responsibility of being the provider, doesn't have the responsibility of, I guess, courting and taking the woman out. And the side piece's role is just that, the side piece, the person that listens to the gripe in terms of that other person's relationship, and is able to be the supporting character, if you will, which is a role that I was keen and able to do.
Kyle, you know, I want you to hold. Go ahead, Sadie. Did you want to jump in?
No, I just want to say, so you're basically referring now as when you were as a role where you were a side piece. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So, Kyle, I want you to hold that thought because we have another caller on. I'm going to see if I can click over and engage this caller. And Kyle, I thank you for calling again this week. We enjoy having you as our guest. Hold on 1 second. Let's see if we can do this. Caller, you are live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, please identify yourself and tell us where you're from. We have Kyle on the line, and we have who else on the line?
How you doing? My name is Saif. I'm calling out of Brooklyn, New York.
Saif, pleasure having you on.
Hi, Cy.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing all right, man. Thanks for calling in. So we're talking about the Side Piece Chronicles. So Cy, tell us first and foremost, what do you think about this whole notion of the side piece, and are there any rules to the game, or is it simply a side piece free-for-all?
Well, I mean, just a couple of thoughts I have personally, and I'm going to say I just kind of tuned in, so I know it's a few minutes left, but just tuned in, so I don't know really what you guys are talking about for the whole show, but an interesting thought I had about this side piece, and I mean, I know it's real, and what I've learned to notice, because I heard how the other dude was saying how it could be fulfilling and whatnot, I've learned that, like, the main chick you have, like, a lot of times you're more truthful with the side piece because it's a side piece and there's no real, I mean, like, nothing really to lose with that. And
mm-hmm.
that kind of a freedom that you have with that side piece, the fact that you can kind of tell her whatever and she's just going to kind of accept it, and that open honesty that you got with that side piece, that for some reason you kind of have like a better bond, even though you know she'll never be the main chick, but you have a different kind of a bond. And sometimes you'll notice that the main chick, you'll start to kind of lie to the main chick, but the side chick's kind of getting all of the truth.
It's interesting. Let me just jump in, and I appreciate that. You know, I was listening to an urban radio station about 2 weeks ago, and there was a caller who said the exact same thing. And mm-hmm. and I think it begs the question, is it that we can't, that honesty and truthfulness cannot take place in our main relationship? What do you think about that?
I think it can, right? But I've had an experience where I was with a girl for so long, and it got boring, right?
I'm sorry, can I chime in? When you said you were with a girl for so long, you mean as a side piece or a normal committed relationship?
Normal committed relationship. I was with
a girl. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, and I was with her for a while, and there was everything was good, like, when I say everything was good, I mean nothing to complain about. No arguments, really nothing to say I'm going to break up with you. You know what I'm saying? So, and when you're with somebody for so long, it's kind of like you can't break up with that person just because I've been with you for a long time, and it would just seem like the wrong decision to make to break up with somebody, you know what I mean, for no particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of get this new person, it's kind of like, I guess, a new refreshing energy, and you start to, you know what I mean? It's kind of like I got to talk to the side chick about me being bored of my main relationship, and it's just kind of like, you know, does that dynamic happen to me? And that's where the whole reference came from. I just kind of had the side chick, which I knew she wasn't because she was kind of accepting of her role, so she would never be the main chick. You know what I mean? Just because, you know, I think that's kind of like, you know, it's an awkward position.
So did you actually, was there actually a point in your relationship where you spent more time with your side piece than you did your main trick, your entree?
Nah.
Mm.
Okay, so basically, even though you enjoyed her company a tad bit more, she was still always on the side, ready to go in the doggy bag?
Yes.
As Kyle said, she was the Becky Call chick. Listen, Cypher,
right.
We appreciate you being on. Kyle, mm-hmm. We appreciate you being on. I got to take another caller. So, guys, if you could just hold on, Sadie, we're going to get right back.
Cool.
You're listening to Real Relevant Raw Radio, and we have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You are on Real Relevant Raw with Sadie Sharp and Michael T. Please identify yourself and tell us where you're calling from.
Well, Michael, this is Derek Frazier. You know me very well.
Yes.
From Roselle.
How you doing? Yes, of course.
Good,
of course.
Good.
How you doing?
Good, my friend.
Hi,
a long
Derek.
Time. Hi, Sadie. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good. Well, I must say that I'm very excited to be on this show and to get involved with this very interesting topic about the side piece. I just wanted to say that I personally have not been a side piece. However, I have known people who have done that, men and women who have chosen that role. And my experience was that it was exciting in the beginning. You know, there was an understanding laid forth between the parties as far as what the purpose of their role would be as far as, you know, the relationship was concerned. They weren't going to leave their main mates for any circumstances, but they wanted something outside the relationship to kind of spice things up. And there was seemed to be an understanding that went well for a while, but what I've experienced is the fact that at the end, feelings got involved and it became very difficult and for them to maintain that, and then usually the outcomes weren't very pleasant. My experience has been that basically if anyone who chooses to be a side piece is someone who has a very low self-esteem, and to allow themselves to be, you know, to limit themselves to a relationship because of, you know, whatever the reasons may be, is just really sad. And so for myself, you know, when I choose to be in a relationship, it's something real, something serious, and never to be, you know, something physical or whatever only, but something more than that. So the side piece thing is just a very sad situation that people allow themselves to get involved with, and it's not something which is very healthy. And I see really no long-term benefits from doing that. You just see people who just really settle for less than what they should, you know, really strive for. So, I just want to know your thoughts about that.
So Derek, let me ask you. Sadie, jump in, and then I have a follow-up question. Say it again.
Go ahead.
Derek, I have a follow-up question, and then Science and Carl, if you want to jump in. You know, Derek, you mentioned that in the side piece situations that you have witnessed, that it didn't turn out. Well, what kinds of things spelled the demise of those relationships in your mind?
Well, briefly, I'll just say that there was an initial understanding as far as how things would be. Was just more taking care of certain needs and was it, and just have the freedom to just sort of like, you know, see each other, do whatever needed to be done, and then move on and go on with their respective mates. But what I noticed was that feelings got involved, and especially with the women. It's a very, you know, when you're talking about having a relationship and intimacy is involved, feelings are going to come up at some point. And when that happens, and then you see the person that you're with that, now with someone else, it becomes very difficult on an emotional level. And sometimes these feelings catch you off guard and you may say and do things that really disrupt the initial agreement when it came to the relationship or the initial understanding about being a side piece, so to speak. So it was never a very healthy situation, especially long term. And I've had women in the past who were married or going through divorce or separated who had suggested to me to take on that kind of a role. This is years ago, and they were very attractive, had a lot of things going on for them that were very positive. I just never chose that path because I, you know, had much higher self-esteem, and I realized that it was something which I didn't want to do. So, and looking back, it was the right decision for me.
Excellent. Deb, we appreciate you coming. Kyle, did you want to jump in? Fight, did you want to jump in?
I personally wanted to jump in. This is Kyle. I appreciate your comments and everything that you've been saying, but as far as the self-esteem thing, I would strongly beg to differ. I think in life there are different types of jobs. There's a full-time job and there's a part-time job, and some people who take on a part-time job, they do it because that's what makes them happy. So as far as self-esteem is when people have low self-esteem, it's because they're not happy. But when you have high self-esteem is because you're happy and you're in control of what you're doing. So as far as a side piece for, in my perspective, is taking on a part-time job as opposed to somebody who is a full-fledged, you know, woman in my life who is actually taking on a full-time, who I'm taking on a full-time position to be their beck and call for. But somebody that's categorized, you know, in terms of the side piece nature is somebody who personally I chose to take as a part-time position so I can go pursue other endeavors. So as far as self-esteem, I never fledged or counteracted on terms of my self-esteem. My self-esteem is always high and always will maintain that way. But I've always been happy in any endeavor that I've indulged in. Because I've also indulged in, you know, people who...
I would like to say something. Do they eat when they're preparing the sides in the kitchen when you go out to eat and you order sides? They don't even warm it up with the rest of the food. Don't they microwave it?
It depends on the restaurant. A lot of those full-fledged restaurants, they do microwave it, and they give you other people's biscuits. And it's your choice to take it or not to take it, but you still know it's other people's biscuits.
Right. And I want to say also, I'm sorry, this is safe. I want to say there was one time while I was in college where I had a female that tried to put me in the side piece bracket, and I totally wasn't with that. And I thought it was, I mean, it might be a double standard, but I thought it was a little nasty for a female to do it to me. It was like she gonna have this other dude. Like, basically, we had nothing serious going on. We was just getting it in. And some dude she had as a prospect to maybe go someplace further with him, and she tried to tell me, like, oh, if this gets serious, just be conscious of that. And I looked at her like she was crazy. And I was like, hell, I ain't going to sit around and wait for you to get into this. I was like, I'm done. You know what I mean? And I mean, as a man, I can't be nobody's side piece, because I think I don't really like a woman kind of sharing her body with multiple people. You know, as much of a double standard as that may sound like, I just think it's not the same. And I think if, as a man, I wouldn't want to be nobody's side piece. If I was that and I didn't know, that's something different. But if I know, like, she got somebody, she's sticking a few dudes, I'm not with that. So, I mean, I think that's just kind of a, if I did take that, I would have low self-esteem, because I feel like I got to be with this woman that's sharing herself with multiple people, and I'm just going to stick around for that. I don't know.
Would you feel gentlemen, the same way about, like, a friend?
I got to jump in. We have about 2.5 minutes left. Let me just say, Sadie, did you want to give some concluding remarks? We want to thank Kyle, Sife, and Derek for calling. And Sadie, did you want to have some closing remarks?
I just wanted to point out that sometimes what I find is a lot of times side pieces will be people who were in relationships, such as marriages, that didn't work out and aren't necessarily ready to commit to a full-time relationship again, but they want a companion / sex partner, and they'll become a side piece. So I think a lot of times it may be the stage in life you're in.
I like that. And Sadie, let me share just very briefly five rules. If whether you're man or woman, if you're going to be a side piece, first of all, and I took this from a caller who called into an Urban show a couple of weeks ago. She said, first of all, no drama. If you're a side piece, don't give the main situation any drama. No blackmail. If you're the side piece, blackmail's out of the question. Don't impregnate or don't get pregnant. Know what you want to get out of it. And then I add a fifth rule to the side piece etiquette. Know when you've had enough. I want to thank the callers who called in tonight, Kyle, Spice, and Derek. And follow words by Miss Sadie Shaw. Sadie, why don't you take us out?
Thank you, caller. Thank you for sharing an intelligent perspective.
You're quite welcome.
And in closing, you've been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its best, broadcasting every Thursday night from 11 until 11:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, where we tackle the subjects that no one wants to discuss. Tune in next week, Thursday night at 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank our guests, Kyle, Sife, and Derek, for calling in. As always, I'm Michael Teague, along with relationship guru,
Sadie Sharp.
Everybody, have a wonderful night. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.